Hello, and welcome to another episode of Non-Productive. We're at the end of MV Pride. That's right, we are about to announce the winner of who your favorite character of Pride was.
It's been a long road here.
It has been. I am your host, Al.
I'm Nate.
Big Papa Pete here.
Frank, did I miss the second episode of MV Pride?
You're just in time.
Yeah. It's fine.
Nailed it.
Yep. Good.
Way to participate, Frank.
No problem. I was a vocal cheerleader in the background.
Yep.
We love you, Frank. You did a great job at cheerleading.
Actually, we have something to talk about that in a minute. Have you guys taken LSD and listened to our last episode?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. The round... it was round two. It was our post 2000 characters. Did you actually listen all the way through to the bitter end?
Yep.
So interesting. Let's recap where we came from before, and then we'll figure out why Al has sighed. Wait a minute. Before we do that, Big Papa Pete, Nate, did you two listen?
I've been busy, Frank.
All right.
I don't listen to podcasts.
Good. Yeah, that is actually his stated opinion. So, Al, just you and I really know what's going on here.
Yep.
Interesting. So, let's go through the road so far. Cutscene to a supernatural opening.
I don't know why, but based on your hand motions, Frank.
Why supernatural specifically?
Because it's the road so far is the phrase they use for
the
episode.
Season finale. Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, Dean and Castiel. Come on.
Boy.
No, we can't. We can't do that. They're not.
No.
Well, we can't.
I wish.
It's too late for those characters to be in our competition for MV Pride. But let's go through the road to so far. Two rounds in this competition.
Yep.
One for pre-2000 characters, one for post-2000 characters. Remind me, who were some of our highlighted pre-2000 characters?
Karu Nagisa.
We had Karu Nagisa.
Winner in my heart.
Uh-huh.
We had Jody.
Jody Dallas. I can't believe Jody Dallas made it. I made a good argument, demand for that character. Reminded everyone.
Hey, it paid off.
Yeah, and I think it did. It's surprising how we had a huge period of time. It's pretty much the entirety of human history up until the year 2000, and we still only had just a few characters that were could be nominated. But Jody made it. I'm very happy. Hmm. Good for you, Billy Crystal. Who else was there?
There was Utena.
Utena was in there. Yeah.
Tom Collins,
who's one of our finalists. Yeah. And so we had a lot more nominees than that. But I think our two finalists from that first round were Tom Collins and Deadpool, right?
Yep.
Okay. Deadpool.
Deadpool won by a slim margin.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think Tom Collins is a more interesting character than Deadpool. Deadpool's kind of just...
First of all... I think that's the first time that sentence has ever been uttered.
Possibly.
Although, in context, I think I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think when we're talking about a Pride Month, I think Tom Collins has had a far more overreaching effect than Deadpool.
Yeah, I could see that. And I also feel like he definitely had his effect in the pre-2000s.
Yes.
That is maybe a weird distinction. I think Deadpool's effect is still to come. Right? Theoretically.
Tom Collins has been an iconic character within the community and to a lot of people, but I don't think it's fair to discount the effect that Deadpool has had on people, too. I've definitely seen the fact that his creators called him pansexual and having that word float out has really brought it to the attention of a lot of people who hadn't heard the word before. It's really helped to mainstream an identity that and a term that people really identify with, and I think it has really helped a lot of people.
Hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want to discount Deadpool at all.
I kind of do, but that's because I don't like Deadpool that much as a character.
You know, that's fair.
Yeah. I don't know. This is a little too...
Of all the reasons to discount a character,
Spider-Man-y.
But I do agree with Frank that most of Deadpool's effect on the community has been post-2000.
Yeah.
He was created pre-2000.
Correct.
I mean, my argument is really just that this is an unpopular opinion, and I'm willing to take all the flack for it.
Rent is a terrible play.
Actually, I'll kill you.
Pretty much, yeah. I was going to go with that. I mean,
Really? All right. Then say it again without me ruining it.
I really don't like Rent.
Oh,
I think it sensationalizes something that doesn't need to be sensationalized. And is great.
Rent in New York City is what he's talking about.
And if you look at it, it's basically just a ripoff of La Boheme.
That is a theater joke I'm not going to get.
Anyway, but...
I refuse to
I don't know
to get
anything.
It.
Well, Tom Collins is probably the best character in that play, by a country mile.
Excuse you, Angel is the best character in that play, and I'll kill you.
I said one of the best characters in that play.
Mm. Mm-mm.
Am I the only one that likes Maureen?
But
probably.
I just,
she's nice.
There's a lot of like sort of weird pretentiousness involved in that that doesn't show any of the respect for the tragedy that usually is going on,
ooh,
especially in the time it's being set in.
Wow.
It's, again, I nothing against
in the wrap-up show. Al just takes,
I mean, those are some
colors.
Words.
Wow, that's
I think
insulting.
I think it just comes down to a moment where, like, there's a moment when Mark gets a job and he's just like, "Oh, I feel like I've sold out." Oh, you, no, you have a 9-to-5.
Oh, I see what's happening.
Okay, you know,
no,
I would agree.
You know what's going on? He's becoming an adult. Al is getting he's getting a grown up. That's what it is. He's like, get a job.
I mean, I'll agree with
he's
you.
Realized he's never going to open
Rent
up that
can
restaurant
be pretentious
in Santa Fe
at times, but I do think maybe you're going a little far here.
Maybe. It's possible, but I'm just going to say that, like, my opinion would be more Deadpool, like, as much as influential as the Tom Collins character has been.
I won't lie.
Rent, I feel, is just, come on, guys. I think it's time we moved past that.
I'll be real
take
here.
Take that, Rent heads.
I lean Deadpool just because I like Deadpool. I have no real reason. I have no other supporting arguments. I just like him.
Yeah, well, the good thing is, I guess, that Deadpool won for first in our first round. He's the he is the champion of the pre-2000s era. For like it or not, he
right.
is. And then we had the post-2000s, which is our round two. And this is where we had like a plethora of choices to the point where, like, I'm offended by the characters that didn't get picked.
Frank?
Yeah.
What is a plethora?
A plethora.
A plethora.
Yeah, I was also doing the
Three Amigos
for some reason, of course. So who are some of our post-2000 characters that got picked?
My beautiful infant child that I raised myself, Kara Dreamer from Undertale.
Mm-hmm.
Korra from Legend of Korra.
Yeah, that's true.
Korra Garnet from Steven Universe,
Garnet.
Ultimate Mom.
We had Garnet. We had Lisa Simpson. Or was that was Pri. That was Pri.
That was Pri.
The inimitable Captain Holt.
Oh, Captain Holt. People were really passionate about Captain
yeah.
Holt in the,
as they should
in the
be.
Votes. And Titus Andromedon, who is one of my favorite characters of anything of all time.
Yep.
But we had our finalists, and it was down to Korra and Garnet, two cartoon ladies, but pretty cool. I mean, we've got a more or less eventually openly bisexual character from Korra,
yeah.
Legend of Korra, and then, yes.
I would like to point out that there is a Legend of Korra comic that has been running, and in the issue that came out this month, Korra and Asami kissed.
Oh, there you go. See? Good reason. Maybe that'll give Korra some extra energy going into this next round, or this final round.
Revitalize that fire in all of her fans.
And, of course, Steven Universe, which is a very pride-friendly show, had some representation as well with Garnet. There's some characters. I'm surprised no one from the Buffyverse got picked, to be perfectly honest, although I can't even remember when the first episode of Buffy came out.
That would have been pre-2000.
I'm surprised
that
Buffy didn't show up in the pre-2000s.
I'm surprised Willow didn't show up in the pre-2000s.
Well, I meant like Buffyverse characters.
I believe Willow did get at least one vote. Whoever nominated Willow, I remember this, did not specify where Willow came from.
Oh.
And I sat there scratching my head, trying to remember whether or not there was any implication about Willow Offgood's sexuality.
Mm.
I was like,
God.
But he was married and had kids.
Yeah, so Willow of the Buffyverse, I'm surprised. There's a lot of characters who I'm surprised didn't show up.
Yeah.
But we did have our finalists. So we had, it's Tom Collins and Deadpool. And we had, of course, for round two, we had Korra and Garnet and... Who is our lead character in this one? Who are our finalists for this competition?
I thought it was Korra and Deadpool, because it looked like Korra had won by a wide margin, like a country mile she had won that.
So, yeah, for those of you who didn't listen to the end of our episode last time, there was a miscalculation in round two of the podcast. We miscalculated the votes for Korra. And we gave her the championship. She won round two and was going to move on to fight Deadpool in the finals. But that was a mistake. We miscounted. We double counted Korra votes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Big issue. So if you had listened to the end of last week's episode, I'm looking at Nate and Big Papa Pete. You would have heard me chime in and explaining the horrible tragedy that went wrong.
Yep.
And interesting. So what do you think about that now that you know?
Oopsie doopsie.
Yeah. I literally had a heart attack. Like, oh, no. I was listening.
Oh my God! Yeah, I remember taking you to the hospital.
I was listening to the episode, and I sat there, and like I thought my memory must have been faulty because I'm like, oh, Garnet and Deadpool, whatever, voting. And then I go over and I'm like listening to the podcast, like,
Yeah, he came over to me like the day after I had had food poisoning and I was in bed and he's like, hey, and I'm like, what? And he's like,
something really bad is happening.
We messed up. We accidentally wrote guarded on the website even though Cora won it. I'm like,
nope, we accidentally said Cora won when Garnet did.
Yeah,
really
and then I got
happened.
To the end of the end of it and I immediately was like, it was such a wash of relief. I was like, I was sweating bullets.
Oh, good, good, good.
Well, you know, one day Cora's going to have her day. Exactly. It's not going to be this day, but you know what? Garnet's a fantastic
character. Garnet is a fantastic character. You got the chance to talk about both those characters in the last episode. So luckily they were both finalists.
Yeah, I'm living.
Yeah. And to be honest, like you can't, it's not like we made a mistake the other way around where we accidentally let the loser character go on to the next round. We caught it right away and put it in the podcast.
Yep.
I think we deserve an award. Really.
I always deserve an award. I'm pretty great.
We're about to hand out an award.
Let's talk to about our two finalists, Deadpool versus Garnet. How does this work in your minds?
Are we imagining like an actual fight here between the two of them? Because they are both combat characters. So it's not like I'm putting, you know, a character like Luna Lovegood, who's maybe not a physical combatant, but very smart, against, you know, somebody with big fists. You know, this is a fight that would make sense. I could see Deadpool and Garnet going up head to head, just murder time.
I
could
definitely see this fight happening.
You know, Garnet's got the whole punching.
I could see Luna Lovegood beating Deadpool.
Well, yeah.
I could too, but it would be a less physical fight, I think. There'd be a lot more magic going on. She wouldn't be doing as much punching.
I could see a purse coming out or a wacky thing.
Yeah.
Some small animals.
As far as a physical fight between the two, it's very interesting because it comes down to, like, you could hurt Garnet, but there's no, like, Garnet's just going to poof.
Yeah.
Unless, for whatever reason, Deadpool automatically knows to shatter a gem, which even then, if he has something that can do that.
Here's the issue with making this into a physical fight. Deadpool has got what we call plot armor. He has basically just a narrative loophole in him that it's like he will survive anything, and he can do anything that's suitably funny. So if shattering Garnet into pieces is funny, he gets to do that.
However,
of course he can. And if he's surviving a giant blast from an obviously superior, more powerful character like Garnet is, you know, on the table, he's going to survive it because of the stupid plot armor.
You have to consider, what if it's funnier if Garnet wins, though? Like, what if it's funnier if he just respects Garnet, like, oh my god, you're so cool, I'm such a huge fan, and then just, like, he loses and, like, gets thrown into a thing of concrete, or just, like, nah, I don't want to fight this,
doesn't
and, like, leaves,
fight,
you know?
Surrenders immediately.
That could be funnier. It depends really on the writer.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any possibility in some universe that Garnet is B. Arthur?
No.
I would say yes, because of the Rick and Morty philosophy of multiverses. So yes.
In that case, I think Deadpool falls for B. Arthur Garnet.
Mm.
And it's a no contest.
Yeah.
It just breaks down into really, really disturbing...
Swooning.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Al, what do you think?
I think at the end of the day, you don't have to kill him. You just have to beat him. And and there's ways of beating a person without killing him. And I think that...
After his family.
Mm. No, that doesn't work generally.
Sounds like real Al talk.
I think with Deadpool, going after his family is not the way you beat Deadpool. It's the way you get a lot more Deadpool comics with a lot more angst than anyone really likes in a Deadpool comic.
God.
The way to beat Deadpool is with jokes. You have to make losing funnier than winning. And whether that's chimichangas, or that's weird art styles, or that's weird temporal BS, you have to make losing the funnier joke, and he will lose.
That is interesting. It's an interesting philosophy.
And I actually got beaten by a chimichanga last night.
Oh,
me too.
Sorry. I had that experience. Unfortunately, it seems like Deadpool has killed the Steven Universe.
Because there's a Marvel comic called Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe again.
Oh,
yeah.
I got it.
Because I feel like, I mean, a joke aside, you're talking about characters that have more standing power. I don't know. Deadpool has survived a lot. And I'm not just using that as a joke. I mean, Deadpool has stuck around in this competition when I was surprised he even got nominated. And Garnet, unfortunately, has a major obstacle facing her. I say unfortunately because we may be responsible for that obstacle. In that, the last round of the podcast was a little messed up.
Yeah.
And I am certain that somebody is going to have feelings about that. Imagine if you were just listening to the podcast and your reaction was revenge voting.
Do I know?
Not necessarily. You could always vote for Deadpool. And that is the vision of Korra's revenge.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, where it's so, like, oh, well, Korra's not in it? Well, I'm going to vote for Deadpool then.
Yeah, it's possible. It's certainly a possibility. Let's transition quickly on honorable mentions. You want to bring up an honorable mention?
Before we announce our actual winner, I do want to hand out one little tiny award.
It's so small. Look at it.
It's a small award, it's adorable. It's a good award. It's very beautiful. It's totally real. It's in my hand right now.
Is it a fidget spinner?
It glows in the dark.
I guess it doubles as a fidget spinner.
It's pretty
That's
great.
Convenient.
We're handing out an honorable mention to the character D from Carpe Diem, because this is from my show, and I want to thank all of my wonderful fans and listeners of my D&D podcast for coming out and for voting for this character, but it seems like a little bit of a conflict of interest. So we want to give a little shout out to Dee for being wonderful and a two-spirit non-binary lesbian. Love her. Love that dragonborn. Love her. Great, great, great.
And also, there is an article written about Dee on the Non-Pro website that talks about creating your own representation and how important it is to have representation. It's a very powerful article. I definitely recommend going and reading it.
That article is written by Dee's player character from the podcast, so it is a really great read, but she's not in the contest, and she's not our big winner today.
No.
Anybody else got any plugs they want to put in?
Al's Gaming Emporium!
Go for it. Do it.
Hey.
You know what's I heard there's a business out there that is very open to LGBTQ characters. Yes.
Yeah,
and
we have
also
two employees, and both employees of them are LGBT characters.
Let's do this.
It's House Gaming Emporium. House Gaming Emporium is open to anything, including your video games. And we're willing to do anything. I mean anything for those video games.
I'm not affiliated with him. I don't know what he's talking about.
But
we're going to have to edit the hell out of this podcast. All right. Well, thank you for that honorable mention. I'm going to ask the table right now who they think is going to win our MV Bride competition.
Garnet.
So you think, what was the name again?
It might have been Garnet.
Garnet. You think Garnet should win. Yeah.
I don't think you can stop the pool.
Yeah. Deadpool.
I'm going to say Garnet. As much as I definitely feel the burn and like, I just like
the winner is Senator Bernie Sanders.
As much as I like am feeling like the like, oh no, Korra, like it's no, Garnet's still a great character, an amazing character, in fact. And I'm happy she's here, and I genuinely hope she won because it's a great character.
Well, unfortunately, there's nothing that can quite stop the raw virility of a successful R-rated movie that has reached theaters. So the winner for our MV, I don't know.
Are you implying that there's an R-rated Steven Universe movie somewhere
coming
just
out
looking
next
for a
month
distributor?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Animated by me.
And the winner of our MV Pride competition is Garnet from Steven Universe. We got it. Yes, we found our most prideful character. I think it makes perfect sense. Garnet is a character that I certainly don't want to be the final voice on this, but I want to say what I like about Garnet is that as upfront as you can be with a character in a kid's show, and as a series, you've got a character who owns the very concept. You know what they're aiming for with this story. It's not an afterthought. It's not a side thing. It is just relentless, loving embrace of the community, and I think that's cool. I think that's really, really cool.
Absolutely. Like there's an episode that was recently when everyone's asked to try and draw a facsimile that Steven's describing, and Garnet just draws herself, and Garnet says, "I like me," and like that sounds arrogant, but like goes back to the idea like these are two people, and like it's talking about how much you like yourself, you like your relationship, you like being with the person that you're spending like the rest of your life with.
They're cute and they kiss and I love them.
And it's just, it means a lot to have that in a kid's show and to have it unabashedly there without like any compromise and to out just be there to say, no, it's okay. Love is okay. And not only that, love is important.
Mm.
It's so good.
Very cool. All right, so I'm glad we had this competition. Thank you two for running it for us. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Pete, for being there as our rock. I don't know why I said that.
Thanks well, for showing up.
Because it's the derivation of the term, of the name, Peter.
Oh, all right, cool. No, I knew sense. There was a reason.
Yeah.
Where can we find out more? Oh, and listen, our last call to action. We really need support on the Patreon to help pay for the wonderful articles that came out this year. So throw in a couple of bucks, even if it's just for a short amount of time, that goes directly to support our writers and our creators on the Nonpro Patreon, patreon.com/nonpro.
Too long there, Frank. I got the sell on this.
Oh, all right.
Patreon good.
Nailed it.
Yeah, but patreon.com/nonprogood.
I mean, yes.
Yeah. All right. There we go. And also, we've got a lot of more awesome content coming up for you in the next few weeks. That's pretty exciting.
Yep. Including our garbage sale this weekend.
Yes.
Ooh la la.
By the time you listen to this podcast, all that garbage might be sold.
Mm.
Thank you all for listening.
Yeah. Thank you all for showing up. Thank you all for voting. Thank you all for coming out and being a part of MV Pride. And making this Pride Month and the following July just something special here at Nonpro.
Thank you so much for caring.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
This has been a Nonproductive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Nonproductive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.